So I'm driving my car yesterday, which is what I usually do with my car. And I come to this busy intersection, and there's a stop sign for the other street, and it's a stop sign for my street, and it's like, who goes first, you know? And I'm stopped there, and this other car pulls up to the intersection at their stop sign. And I can see through my windshield that this is a very attractive woman. Very attractive woman, which you usually don't see in cars. And she looks in my direction. I look in her direction. Which one of us is going to go through the intersection first? I wave her on. She turns toward me, and she blows me a kiss. Usually you just wave back like, thank you, but she blew me a kiss. And then things started happening in my mind. All of a sudden, my mind took off in directions I had never expected. I was conjuring up all kinds of scenarios. Her car goes through the intersection, then pulls to the side of the road suddenly. I figure maybe she has car trouble. I will continue to help her out. I pull up behind her. I walk up to her car. She gets out of the car, a vision of beauty like you could never imagine. She walks toward me, thrusts me up against the back door of her car, and starts making passionate love to me in the middle of the intersection street. I said, this can't go on. This is wrong. She said, I know it's wrong, but usually when someone waves me through an intersection, they don't let me go first. They're intrepid about it. But you, there was such a warmth emanating from your front windshield when you told me to go through that intersection first. No man has made me feel that way in a long time at an intersection. She said, I just had to show my gratitude, and this is the best way to do it. I just had to meet the man that waved me through the intersection. I said, well, you're welcome. She said, my apartment is just down the street. You're welcome to come up. We can open a bottle of wine that I have specially selected for an occasion that might occur just like this. Someday, someone may wave me through an intersection, and I want to have wine available. I said, sure. Who's going to pass up an opportunity like this? I followed her to her apartment. We went upstairs. She closed the door behind her and then made wild, passionate love to me. I said, this is wrong. She said, what's wrong about it? I said, I don't know. All of a sudden, I hear these loud sounds of honking going on, and I thought, well, is there some type of a problem outside in the street? This wild honking. And all of a sudden, I snapped to it. I'm not in her apartment. I'm sitting in my car at the intersection. My mind has taken me places in a split second that I had never gone before. This wild honking was the guy behind me, yelling at me, hey, what are you doing? Move your car. Oh my. Once again, my mind has taken me to a new height. And I've caused a traffic problem. Has this ever happened to you?
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
I think it's time for me to see a professional.
Whatever.
Ugh. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
It's true.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for stopping by, just dropping by. I appreciate that. I really do. I really, really do. Hey, man alive. I went shopping yesterday, and I went driving in my car. I told you that story already. I went shopping as well, and I went to a store that I really never go to, but when I do, I always make a huge mistake, and here's what it is. I went to the Dollar Tree store. Have you ever been into one of these dollar stores? They're very comforting. In the sense that just before you walk in the door or in the doll, before you walk in the door, you say to yourself, this is cool. I'm only going to be spending a dollar or two. And I don't think there's any other store that happens in. a dollar or two? What? That's like pennies. What are you talking about? Yeah, everything in the store is a dollar. And I've told you this before, just as a joke, I've always wanted to walk up to the store employee, you know, in a dollar store and say, you know, hey, how much is this? Just, sir, everything in the store is a dollar. So, like, you never, never, ever utter the words price check. You never do that. Said, no, everything's a dollar. What's wrong with you? I just can't believe it. It saves you so much time putting price stickers on all the items. It's just an excellent idea. Says, yes, sir, everything's a dollar. Why can't you understand that? Because I can't. It's too much. It's too much for me. It's like there's no other place like this. Take whatever you want. It's a dollar. I can't imagine that. What if something were $2? No, it's not. Everything's a dollar in the store. Oh, my God. How's this possible? This is just weird. I can't. I go walking up and down the aisles like I'm in a candy store. It's just amazing to me. So I needed a nail file. I've never in my life needed a nail file ever. Women sometimes use nail files, as I understand it, because they polish their nails all the time, and men don't polish their nails. There's no point. We do stuff with them. If you know what I mean. There's no point. But women, they want everything to look perfect on them, down to their nails. And I was like, wow, you're an obsessive race of people. So anyway, so I'm in there. I need a nail file because I clip my nails every once in a while, once every 7 years, and they get sharp. And I found a scratch on my face in the morning. Apparently, I was sleeping, and my hand went up near my forehead somehow. And I scratched myself, and I thought, Ron, that's not normal. The fact that your hand is touching your body somewhere, there shouldn't be scratches left over. You're verbally and physically abusing yourself with your fingernails. Verbally abusing myself with my fingernails, that makes no sense. So I need a nail file. I go to CVS, I go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, you name the pharmacia. They don't have any nail files, and I don't know why. I couldn't find any. There was one store that had them. It was a package of like 50 of these little cardboard nail files, and it was like $7. No. I'm not spending $7 for a nail file. So I go to the dollar store, and I walk in there, and there is this package of 4 metal nail files. And apparently, according to the rules of the dollar store, they're only a dollar. This is, by the way, Dollar Tree. How many names of stores can you get out of the word dollar? Apparently, a lot. There's Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, Value Dollar, Dollar Schmaller, Baller Baller, everything with a dollar in it. Everything's a dollar. I think one of the stores is actually called Everything's a Dollar. How could it be more explicit? So I find this package of nail files for a dollar. And for some reason, I think I got excited. I mean, I looked down. This was an excitable moment for me. I got sexually aroused by finding an item in a dollar store. Whoa, this is a new experience. So I'm happy. I'm elated. It's exactly what I wanted for a dollar. Now, I'm not rich, I'm not poor, but a dollar, it doesn't matter to me. It's almost like getting the nail files for free. So I walk up to the cashier. First of all, before I do that, I as you're walking around the sea, I can't do anything without getting too introspective about it. I don't know if it's because of this radio thing or if I've always been like this. But I see things that other people don't see. I see dead people is what I see. So I'm walking around a store, and I notice that there are two kinds of people that shop at these dollar stores. Two kinds of people, and you can tell by the way they're dressed. There are people who dress really poorly, who are wearing their pajama pants like they just came out of Walmart. And they look like they're in the dollar store because they have to be there. It's a requirement. They need to shop in the dollar store because they can't afford really to shop anywhere else. The dollar store to them is like survival. It's everything to them. It is their candy land. And you can tell that because they haven't spent the money on brushing their hair or buying any clothing or anything like that, and certainly don't buy soap. So these people, you see them wandering the aisles as if they're just like walking through their house. These people have to be in the dollar store. And I don't feel bad for them because there is a store for them now, and it's wonderful. Why do you have to spend hundreds of dollars for something that you can get for a dollar? So that's one type. The other type are the people that are dressed better than that, who don't belong in the dollar store, quite obviously. They're in the dollar store because it's just fun. They're not there because they have to be there, because they need to save all their money and they must buy things that are only a dollar. These are people that are in the dollar store because it's just fun. It's just, look at that. It's like me in a sense. You just point at the items and you go, can you believe that's just a dollar? Hey, look at that. Can you believe that's just a dollar? Hey, look at this. Look at this. Look at this for a dollar. We just walk through it and we just point. To us, it's a frivolity. It's an amusement. So I find my nail files and I start to understand the excitement of this store, just the amazement of just spending a dollar. Of course, you might as well just take a dollar, put it in an envelope, and send it to China, because I think everything in this store was not made in the U.S. And all the people in this store wearing their pajama pants while they're shopping don't give a shit where the stuff came from. It's only a dollar. I don't care if there was a 3-year-old Taiwanese child making this thing. It doesn't matter. It's only a dollar. I will sell my soul to get this item for just for a dollar. We don't care. We don't care. That's why people walk in a dollar store kind of have to be careful. Like, oh, God, is someone going to see me in here? I'm betraying my country is what I'm doing. So I'm walking up. So I go to the cashier. And she's standing there. And these cashiers they're not happy people. They're not sad, but they're not happy. They are like the store itself. Just everything's a dollar. I mean, everybody that buys something, the thing's just a dollar. I mean, and here's the funny part to me. They have a scanner that scans the item when you're ringing it up to pay for it. And I'm saying to myself, why do you have a scanner? Everything's a dollar. Why don't you just count the number of items, multiply it by a dollar, and which is the simplest math ever. If there's 12 items, it's $12. What kind of math genius do you need to hire to figure out how much this thing is going to cost? But she's scanning it, you know, like, well, that's a dollar. Oh, that's a dollar. Just count the items, you jerk. But what the scanner does, what the cash thing does, is it figures out the tax. And that's my problem. The times that I do go to the dollar store, and I admit, I go like maybe once a month, you know, when I'm having my period. And I, Ron, don't do that. That's not funny. It kind of is. I never carry change with me, ever, because it never comes into play. The only time I have change with me is when someone has given me change. I don't get up in the morning and put change in my pocket saying, well, now I've got some change in case something's just a quarter. I don't do that. It's all bills. Not big bills, but it's bills. I never have the change at the dollar store, and that's embarrassing. Because I live in Massachusetts. The tax is 6.25%. Look, Massachusetts is a wonderful state. I kind of like it, but can you just round it off? Why is it 6.25%? What are you guys doing to me? Let's make it 6 or 7. I don't care. Stop with the 6.25. What the hell's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with you? What are you thinking? What kind of idiots are you? Make it 6 or make it 7%? 6.25? What? This is why I walk amongst you. I don't understand you people. 6.25%. So it's $1.07. They rounded off to the highest thing. So it's $1.07. I only have bills, so I give her $2. Now every time this happens, I feel stupid. Because I know I'm going to a dollar store. I know everything's not going to be a dollar, but it's going to be $1.07. $1.07. I don't carry change on me. And if I did, I don't think I'd even go in my pocket. I give her $2. She gives me 93 cents back. Every time I go to the dollar, I feel like I always apologize to her. Oh, I'm sorry. I only have $2. That's okay. You assholes come in here and you know you're going to a dollar store and all the time. And all I do is give out change. I'm not a cashier. I just give out change. That's all I do. So sorry. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I feel like an idiot. So now I'm going to start leaving change in my car just in case I happen to go to the dollar store. But I know it's going to happen. I'm going to walk in the dollar store, pick out the item for a dollar, walk up to the cashier, and she'll say that it's $1.07. And I'll go, oh my God, my change is in the car. It's all right, just give me the $2. Here we go again, you asshole. I said, oh, God. It's true. It's an awful experience. I feel terrible. But I'm also happy that I found my nail files. And I got home and I opened up this package like it was Christmas morning. And I pulled out one of these nail files. 25 cents a piece. A package of four for a dollar. Plus tax. And I take out this nail file, and I start filing my nail. Man, my fingernail is so smooth. It's lovely. It's beautiful. Oh, the simple pleasures of life. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more program.
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? Common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
I love that. I love it. You are listening to this thing. It's called The Ron Van Dam Show. That's how we title it. I do this every single weekday unless I'm not feeling too well. Even then, it's just that the show sucks those days. All right. Anyway, you can find us on the Podbean Network. They house all our episodes, well over 1,000 of them. They're all there on the Podbean Network. I don't know how they do it, but they do. We're also on the Amazon Alexa thing. If you ask Alexa that you want to listen to this program, she goes, "What are you kidding?" She actually says that. That's her response. "What are you kidding?" And your response to that is, "Shut up, Alexa, and just do what I ask." And she says, "No, you're making a mistake." Anyway, so we're found on the Amazon Alexa. We're on SoundCloud here and there. iTunes, TuneIn Radio, all other kinds of things that you want to deal with. I do ask that if you wish to contact me, it be through email only, because I don't like to be touched. RonVandamShow@gmail.com, RonVandamShow@gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email. I guarantee you, you will not be responded to with any type of immediacy. If you've written a book, you have an interesting idea, you'd like to be interviewed, whatever, you can contact us at that email address. Other than that, have a nice day. Facebook-wise, you can go to New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. And there you will find our Facebook page, and all your personal information will be sold for an extraordinary amount of money. I continue on my quest to eat healthy, and every once in a while, like every day, I say, "What the hell's the point of this? You only live once." And then later on in the day, I might as well feel as good as I can as long as I am living. It's a conundrum. I don't know which way to go with this. But I always seek out these chefs who can give me a better way of preparing a meal without clogging my arteries. Although at this phase in my life, clog away. So my guest today is one of those guys. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Oh, we're great here.
Great. Dr. Richard Collins joins us. He's also known as a cooking cardiologist, and he's been featured in Men's Fitness, Fox in Denver, Oprah, Regis and Kelly, but now the pinnacle of his career on this program. Okay. All right. Man, it wasn't worth a laugh anyway. Hey, I need the cooking cardiologist in my life because I need to eat healthy. I always try to, and the more I eat healthy, the longer I'll probably live and enjoy. We're talking about coronary artery disease, and I guess a lot of it has to do with what you put into your body.
There's no question about that, Ron. Unfortunately, coronary artery disease is very common, and it's a leading cause of death in the United States today for both men and women.
Now,
and just if I can tell you, it's caused really by plaque buildup within the artery, and it starts to cut down the flow of blood to the heart. So depending upon the severity, symptoms can be vague or none at all, which makes it a little bit difficult.
Yeah. Is it picked up, the amount of plaque in the arteries, is it picked up through blood tests?
You can check your cholesterol in that blood test, but you need additional studies to see if there's any blockage.
So
there's no question what you just said, Ron, about diet. I mean, a proper diet lifestyle is very very important, very essential to manage heart disease.
Yeah. And that's something that we don't look at until we turn 50, because prior to that, we don't talk about this. We have a kind of crazy lifestyle, and then you turn 50, and all of a sudden, I better be careful.
Yes, that's true. I brought today, and I'd like to discuss it, because it shows really what you can do to change your diet.
Yep.
And this morning, we partnered up with Boston Scientific to talk about my favorite dessert. It's a guiltless, flourless chocolate tort. I'm standing right in front of it. It just looks delicious.
Well, you be careful now. All right. Well, how is this possible to have a dessert that actually is okay to eat? Because that's like an oxymoron to me.
Well, let me show you some of the substitutions that I did to make this tort.
All right.
Instead of flour, I'm using black beans. Now, that seems strange, but it's actually a very good base for this tort, because it's going to boost up the amount of fiber. It's going to double the amount of protein. And since it's a complex carbohydrate, it's very low on that glycemic index, okay?
Yeah.
Unlike flour and sugar. Now, instead of using butter and processed oil, I'm going to use one avocado. It has a good fat and lots of minerals and vitamins. And you'll just blend that in with a banana, and that's going to sweeten up this tort and give it a little creamy texture. Now, you've heard about sugar and how to cut back on that. I'm actually using today, Ron, a sugar substitute. It's actually a blend of sugar. It's stevia with sugar.
Uh-huh.
It has half the amount of sugar because stevia is very sweet and works very well. And instead of using whole eggs, I'm just using the good part of the egg white.
Yeah.
But the chocolate, that's the winner here. You want to use 100% unsweetened natural cocoa because you want to get these antioxidants in this recipe. And the beauty of it is, as far as chocolate, think of those antioxidants as little scrubbers for your arteries. Then you're going to blend all of this up, put it in a 9-inch cake pan, and bake it for about 40 minutes at 350, take it out, and put your favorite chocolate sauce on it with fresh raspberries.
Wow.
You've got a recipe that's fabulous.
Now, when you say your favorite chocolate sauce, are we going backwards with the chocolate sauce?
You know, actually, there are some chocolate sauces there that are fat-free or very low in fat. In fact, and we're not using a lot of chocolate. You know, Ron, you can't give up everything. You know?
Right. That's true. What's our biggest enemy? Is it sugars? Is it fat? What is it?
That's a good question. What is our biggest enemy in diet? Well, you see, there we go again. We're talking about the good food, bad food. Is it sugar? Is it fat?
Yeah.
I think the biggest enemy right now in our food, we're just eating too much. We're gaining too much.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sit around and argue about good food, bad food, and keep getting heavier and heavier. So I think we have to think of portions. I think it's true. Don't give up what you like to eat. Don't deprive yourself, but just make a recipe that's a little bit healthier.
You referred to stevia, which is different than other sugar substitutes, I understand, because it's plant-based. Is that right?
Stevia is plant-based, and it's a natural sweetener.
Okay.
And I like to use it, Ron, because it's what we call gut-friendly. It doesn't alter the bacteria in your gut. It's very safe and it works very well.
Okay. What about natural things like honey and maple syrup? I mean, when I look at the labels, they're like really high in sugar content, but Is that a processed sugar? Is it different?
You know, it's basically Ron sugar. Okay. Honey, right. Agave nectar, maple syrup. It's just sugar that's liquid.
All right.
So, you know, you just have to learn to cut down your taste for sweets.
Yeah. And the less you eat, the more your taste is cut down for. When you get used to something else and then you eat something sweet, you go, whoa, that's too sweet. So you can actually train your body otherwise, I guess.
Oh, that's right. And that's a very good trick, Ron, to just work with your taste. You know, if you start to take away salt, cut that back, pretty soon everything tastes salty.
Yeah.
If you cut down the sugar, everything tastes
that's
sweet.
Very true.
So it's like retraining your palate.
Very, very true. Well, those are some great tips. And for other tips, where can we go?
Well, yes, this recipe and other recipes are available, plus more information, at hearthealthybeats.com. That's hearthealthybeats.com. And remember, Ron, before anyone makes a major change in their diet or lifestyle, they should always contact their physician.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time today. Very, very interesting stuff.
Well, thank you, Ron. And remember these four little words.
What's that?
Okay?
Yep.
Here they come.
All right.
Cook well, live long.
I like that. I like both parts of that. Thank you so much, Doctor. Take care.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Remember these four little words, Doctor. I wish you peace. Time for me to leave. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you join me then. Until then, bye. Go away.